A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across our area, sunny skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 30s. And for the weekend, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 64.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmer leaders of the United Soybean Board met recently, defining future strategies for the organization focused on strengthening the value and demand for U.S. soybeans. Michael Clements with more.
Each year, the 78 USB directors determine where to invest checkoff dollars to maximize farmers' return on investment. Ed Lammers, USB director from Nebraska, says this year, USB directors are focused on the organization's new strategic plan, while USB is in a strong position for the future.
Our first quarter, which starts October 1 of 2020, the collections was up substantially. And then otherwise, we talked about our new strategic plan that our task force is in the middle of coming forward with. And then also direction of the 2022 proposals that we will be reviewing and categorizing, which is our priorities.
Nearly 500 proposals were submitted to achieve checkoff objectives in research, education, and promotion. The shared goal of all selected proposals is to strengthen U.S. soy's reputation and competitive advantage when it comes to nutrition, quality, and sustainability. Between now and USB's next meeting in July, checkoff farmer leaders will review proposals in detail to determine strategic fit ahead of making their final fiscal year 2022 project portfolio recommendations. Lammer says U.S. soy is versatile with many new uses on the horizon.
Some of the things that we are focused on is biodiesel, of course, asphalt. Soybean oil is a new ingredient for asphalt that is green, clean, is even longer lasting. And then some soy applicants that cover cement and protects it. There's just a lot of varieties. You can go into chemical application, adhesives. It just fits in a lot of places.
Stay up to date with the latest from the United Soybean Board online at unitedsoybean.org. Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Many Kansans are still struggling with the Kansas Department of Labor being able to receive their benefits or even be able to log into their account online. And Governor Laura Kelly gave an update regarding the Kansas Department of Labor's upgrades that include new computers and servers and an expansion of their call center.
Along with doubling staff, a major server upgrade is set for March 12th and 13th. The agency is also extending call hours with customer service representatives. We'll now have KDAL operators working 7 days a week. Starting this weekend, representatives will be available on Saturdays between 8 and 5 p.m., on Sundays between 1 and 5 p.m., and starting next Monday, weekday hours will be extended from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
In other news, the Butler County Health Department has announced its plans to move to the next phase of distribution for COVID-19 vaccines, including child care providers and utility workers, along with state and local government employees. At America Network News.
Ag News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Ag News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile.
Cape News, on your side.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Republican lawmakers argue that Kansas shouldn't be able to shut down businesses during an emergency like the coronavirus pandemic. Their comments yesterday came as the GOP-controlled legislature considered how far it was to go in restricting a governor's power in future emergencies. The state House gave first-round approval on a voice vote to a bill that would require governors to confer with the state's attorney general and get legislative leaders' approval before issuing executive orders during a state of emergency. Some conservative Republicans wanted to go as far as ban business closures or even restrictions, but acknowledged that Democrat Governor Laura Kelly would never sign such legislation. In other news, police have identified a man who was fatally shot this week during an argument with another man at a backyard gathering in northwest Wichita. Police say the 22-year-old Jacob Calise died from his wounds after he was shot shortly before 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Officers called to a home found Calise suffering from a gunshot wound, and police say he died on the way to the hospital. Several witnesses at the scene told investigators that Calise was among those attending a gathering at a home when another man showed up, started an argument, and fired several shots at Calise. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska woman has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder for the November stabbing death of her live-in boyfriend in North Platte. The North Platte Telegraph reports 20-year-old Harley Sathoff entered the not guilty plea this week in Lincoln County District Court. Police say it was Sathoff who called 911 on November 12th to report she had stabbed her 20-year-old boyfriend Bryce Wood during an argument. Arriving officers and medics found Wood lying face down on a bedroom floor in a pool of blood and an 11-inch kitchen knife that police said Sathoff admitted using to stab him. A Nebraska man has pleaded no contest after being charged with shooting his teenage son in the abdomen and buttocks during an argument in the family's home last summer. The Omaha World-Herald reports 54-year-old Clarence Moxie of Louisville pleaded no contest this week in Cass County District Court. The teen was flown to an Omaha hospital for treatment of his wounds. The father pleaded no contest to first-degree assault and felony child abuse. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our middle genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Wade Ray was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He recently took the post as director and community vitality director for the River Valley Extension District, which includes Washington County. Ray explained his background coming in.
I'd moved around quite a bit just in my academic pursuits and never really lived anywhere long enough to call anywhere home. So Kansas was always home to us. As me and my wife got older, our priorities changed, and you know, our pursuit of knowledge, though gratifying, no longer kind of top of the list. And we were kind of looking for a way to get back to Kansas, find a way to serve. And as I finished up a couple projects there in Texas, I came across Extension just in general job searches and came across some positions here in Kansas. I applied for one in Greensburg in Kiowa County, Kansas, and accepted that position and moved into that position. And so anyway, my interest in extension was where I could find a place where my interest in knowledge and my interest in service intersected. And when, you know, I think of K-State Research and Extension, that's a beautiful connection that's made through our system.
Now, you have dual position as the Community Vitality Agent as well as the Director. What responsibilities do you have as the Community Vitality Agent?
My main thing as a Community Vitality Agent is to make sure that the communities within the River Valley District have every opportunity they can to be a vital community. A lot of times we boil that down into things such as economic development or population numbers, but really it's a lot more than that. It's about providing a community that's stable and providing a community where we can live an enriching life. And as a community vitality agent, that's what I want to bring to the communities here in the district.
Wade Ray went on to outline his role as director and community vitality specialist with River Valley Extension District.
My main thing as a community vitality agent is to make sure that the communities within the River Valley District have every opportunity they can to be a vital community. A lot of times we boil that down into things such as economic development or population numbers, but really it's a lot more than that. It's about providing a community that's stable and providing a community where we can live an enriching life. And as a community vitality agent, that's what I want to bring to the communities here in the district.
Lori D. Carter, age 52, of Linwood, Kansas, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lori Carter.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary to our north that will swing down into the central and east central parts of the Midwest, as well as a low pressure system that will be moving to the south of us across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, for today, it looks like we'll have sunny skies. We'll see increasing clouds as that low and frontal boundary move across the area as we head into tonight. Otherwise, for tomorrow, high pressure system moves back in. A little bit cooler temperatures behind this system, but it looks like back into the 60s. Beautiful weather as we head into the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny. Temperatures in the upper 50s around 60. And tomorrow night, clear skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high on this date, 81. The average low 26, the record low 10 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:23, sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
In New England, there's often a fifth season between winter and spring. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 4th, the 63rd day of the year. Coaching legend Newt Rockne was born in 1888, and FDR delivered his "We Have Nothing to Fear But Fear Itself" speech on this day in 1933. New England's fifth season will be shaping up over the next few weeks, but it's one you won't find on any tourism brochures. It's called mud season. It occurs in other regions, too, when precipitation and melt water turns the topsoil into a soup resembling wet concrete. Poet Robert Frost's tribute to mud season says, "Every wheel rut is now a brook, every print of a hoof a pond." The severity varies from season to season, of course, but if you travel through New England this spring, we recommend you stick to the paved roads. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more seasonal advice, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Thursday. The Wichita State men's basketball team defeated Tulane 78-70 yesterday inside Devlin Fieldhouse. Dexter Dennis and Trey Wade had outstanding performances to lead the Shockers. Dennis earned his second double-double of the season, fifth of his career, with 20 points and 13 rebounds. Wade scored a career-high 23 points while also securing 5 rebounds. The Shockers are set to close out the regular season at noon Saturday when they'll face USF inside Charles Koch Arena. That game will be streamed on ESPN. For the first time in 2 years, Kansas State conducted a spring football practice as the Wildcats began on-field preparations for the 2021 football season yesterday morning inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yesterday's practice represented the first of 15 on-field workouts this spring for K-State, which culminates with a final practice on Saturday, April 13th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stocker and Feeder Sale Thursday, March the 4th. Expecting over 3,000 head. Sale time 10 o'clock Mountain. Loads and part loads at 10:30. Kenwood Toon, 310. Angus, Black Whiteface, Steers, Heifers. They're 600 to 825 pounds. Kent and Taylor Wadle, 270. Angus, Black Whiteface, Few Red Whiteface, Steers, Heifers, 7 to 875. Now, Nate and Kendra Mills will have 150 red and black Angus steers. Bassa Ranch, 150 Angus black-white-faced steers, 6 to 7.5. Larry and Ryan Schultz, 127 Angus steers, heifers, 575 to 7.25. Lyndon Fornander and Sons, 115 Angus black-white-faced heifers. They're 6 weights. Lazy River Ranch, 105 Angus steers, heifers. They weigh 5 to 7. Go to our website to view all of our valued high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Thursday, March the 4th. Special stocker and feeder sale. Over 3,000 head at Oglaw Livestock.
Now to the Wildcats, as Marie Martinez scored 23 points on 11 of 15 shooting and grabbed 12 rebounds to help number 20 West Virginia beat Kansas State 72-64. Ioka Lee, a 6'6" sophomore center, scored 26 points on 11 of 8 shooting and grabbed 14 rebounds for Kansas State, which led for just 30 seconds. The rest of the Wildcats made just 14 of 45, 31% from the field. Now to the Royals. They were victorious over the Chicago White Sox yesterday by a margin of 6-5. They'll be back in action on Tuesday in a matchup with the Seattle Mariners. To the college hardwood, today it's the KU Jayhawks and UTEP Miners. That matchup tips off at 7 p.m. And now to Tiger Woods. Detectives are looking at the SUV's black box from Tiger Woods' crash to get a clearer picture of what occurred during the Southern California rollover. Woods suffered a serious leg injury when the SUV he was driving went off an L.A. County road. Thursday, Mid-America Network Sports.
Substate basketball games tip off Thursday and Friday. Thursday night action, 1A Division 1 at Axtell. Lynn and Wetmore girls tip off at 5:30. Hanover Blue Valley girls at 8. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. 1A Division 2 at Centralia. Jackson Heights Clifton Clyde girls at 5:30. Frankfort Donovan West girls tip off at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights. Maher Hill and Riverside boys tip off at 5:30. Valley Heights hosting Valley Falls boys at 8.
Burn off a few calories and reinvigorate your landscape with a bit of late winter pruning. It's a good time to prune summer flowering shrubs like Japanese spirea, potentilla, and Annabelle hydrangeas that need some taming. It's also the best time to rejuvenate overgrown and neglected spring flowering shrubs like lilacs and forsythia. You'll sacrifice a few of their blossoms this spring, but greatly improve their overall health and beauty. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider gradual renewal pruning for suckering shrubs like forsythia, lilac, and red twig dogwood that continually produce new stems. Remove any dead and damaged branches and a few of the older, thicker stems to ground level. Repeat yearly on overgrown plants for 3 or 4 years. By the end of this period, you'll have a smaller plant with leaves from top to bottom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Life was good for 8-year-old Tom Crosby, an American living in Manila in 1941. Then December 7th came, and his life changed forever. The story of that young man and the tumultuous life he was about to endure is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Tom Crosby was born in the Philippines, on the northern part of the island of Mindanao.
That's where I was born, in a little Moro village. Moros are headhunters, but they don't bother you and me.
He was born to American parents who lived and worked in the Philippines. The family moved to a nice home in Manila, and 1 year later, his brother was born. His parents separated in the early 40s, and his father moved back to the States. Tom remembers December 7th, 1941.
When Pearl Harbor was bombed, a few hours later, a lot of the military installations in the Philippines were bombed the same day. And most people don't know that. We could look across the bay, there's a little peninsula where the Cavite is, and that's the naval base. We could see the Japanese planes bombing it. We didn't know what was happening.
By Christmas, General MacArthur declared Manila an open city, meaning he could no longer defend it. There was nowhere to escape unless one headed to the hills. Some Filipinos did and took up guerrilla warfare. The Japanese soon paid a visit to Tom, his brother, mother, and grandmother.
They came by and they said, pack up 3 days' worth of provisions. We'll come back and pick you up.
Tom was 8 years old at the time. Civilian families from the Allied forces were eventually taken to the University of Santo Tomas, a facility with no dormitories built in 1611.
Our first food the Japanese gave us was 6 months later. Now, the Filipinos were able to bring food into the camp.
Tom's family was fortunate to have Filipino friends who would bring food to the gates of the camp for them. His captivity began in January of 1942, and things were about to move from bad to worse. More next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
The There will be a farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. on U.S. Highway 36, a mile east of Baileyville to E Road, then a quarter mile south. Selling tractors and farm equipment, including a pair of 79 white D-105 diesel tractors, Oliver 770 diesel wide front row crop tractor, 59 Oliver 770 gas narrow front row crop tractor, 46 Farmall H narrow front tractor, a Cat D6 dozer. They'll have a couple of old grain trucks, several older pickups, a lot of machinery items, including a John Deere 4400 combine, four bottom plows, a disc, six-row air planter, a drill, 10-foot seeder, a couple of trailers, a couple of blades, a rotary mower, 70-0 Bobcat skid steer. Also selling, fuel barrels, a welding table, 30-ton bottle and 2-ton floor jacks, some collectible items and some household items. Plus farmland selling at 1 o'clock, 150 acres more or less, with 131 acres cropland, 18 acres waterway, and a building site with 1 acre. Farm's been idle for the past few years, lays well, and is in convenient location along U.S. 36 and E Road in Marion Township, a mile east of Baileyville. Building site has a 40-by-60-foot shed and a few older garages. This farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th, begins at 10 a.m. east of Baileyville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 176 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture, with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pipe corral. Property has a building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate. Saturday, March 6th, sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbakeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 16 99 Junction at Blaine to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
Being out in the garden can relax you, build self-esteem, and create a sense of place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Therapy gardens are designed to give rehabilitative benefits and care as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Do you find that after weeding a row of flowers, you have more energy? Or after harvesting vegetables, you feel a sense of peace? You've experienced the therapeutic benefits of horticulture. Patty Cassidy is a registered horticultural therapist in Oregon and president of Friends of the Portland Memory Garden. She says gardens in general can give anyone a sense of well-being, but therapy gardens have specific design features that make the experience deeper and more restorative.
The kind of plants that you would put in a therapy garden would be very important. For example, at the Memory Garden, we want to install plants that help people recall gardens of their past, because this garden that I help oversee was built intentionally for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. We want to put in plants that stimulate memories of when these people were gardeners.
A therapeutic garden doesn't have to be large or complex, but the layout has to be plant-rich and thoughtfully designed.
For example, with people with memory issues, people with head injuries, people who have had strokes, the garden layout needs to be simple, easy to comprehend when you walk in. No dead ends in the garden where people can get lost or get confused. So circular designs are often preferred, where people can walk in a circle and come back to where they started. So there's no anxiety that they're going to lose their loved one or they're going to get lost.
Cassidy says it's important to reflect all four seasons in a therapeutic garden. By remembering the smell of spring flowers and the taste of fall berries, it gives people the feeling of familiarity and control. Learn more about therapeutic gardens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I always enjoyed playing outside and getting plenty of exercise. But now, as a busy adult, a living a healthy and balanced lifestyle takes far more commitment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Building a financial strategy can feel a little bit like incorporating a new diet or exercise routine into your day-to-day. You might mess up or get off balance, but it's important to keep trying. Whether you're putting together your first financial strategy or revisiting a current one, seeking the help of a financial professional might be the answer to some of the challenges you're facing. They will provide guidance on the small steps you should take daily so you can achieve your goals and have a well-balanced strategy. And just remember, just like that new diet, financial clarity doesn't happen overnight. It takes determination and discipline. And when you lean on God, He will help you be wise with your resources so you can live a life filled with purpose and meaning.
KNDY.
Fargo, North Dakota has its sights set on becoming a hub of agricultural innovation. More today on Farm to Fork. If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Organizations, companies, and individuals are working together on a project called Grand Farm to make the Red River Valley a launch pad for ag technology innovation. Andrew Jason is Special Projects Coordinator.
What Grand Farm is really about is bringing people to the table to talk about what is happening when it comes to innovation in agriculture.
Jason says many farmers are a bit frustrated when it comes to technology.
The work that's being done there is very complex, and a lot of the systems just aren't working together. You know, they have to have one piece of software to manage their labor. They have to have one to manage their finances. They have to have one to work on the soil, and none of them are talking together. So I believe that there's a lot of big focus that could be placed on this integration of systems.
Of course, says Jason, it's going to require money.
I've talked to some investors that are on the coast, and you know, a lot of them don't know what a grain elevator is. And when you start talking about an elevator, they think of an elevator in a building. And so I think that goes back to the point of this lack of venture capital in the Midwest, and we need to invest in our own. So that's something that we're actively pursuing and encouraging there to be more access from VC funds in the Midwest. And we envision a path where Grand Farm will probably get into that avenue in the future.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the National Pork Producers Council elected new leadership during its recent National Pork Industry Forum. Jen Sorensen of Iowa takes over as the new president. She says the pork industry faces multiple challenges this year, including animal activism. California's Proposition 12 is a perfect example of that activism.
NPPC, along with the American Farm Bureau Federation, sued the state of California over Prop 12, which prohibits the sale of pork raised through production methods that don't meet its arbitrary criteria. We expect this to be a long legal battle. Our case is currently with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with oral arguments scheduled for April 14th. In the meantime, NPPC is working in California to influence the pending regulation to minimize negative impact to producers.
And the NPPC is still working to help get COVID relief aid into the hands of the nation's pork producers as soon as possible. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. These nice warm temperatures are warming the soil as well. We're looking at some rapid changes in northwest Kansas, 35, 36, and 37 degrees, where it was not nearly that warm just a couple of days ago. North central Kansas, 39, 40, and 41. South central and southeastern Kansas checking in at 45, 46, and 47 degrees. So it is warming quickly across Kansas. In the panhandle of Oklahoma, 40, 41, and 42 degrees is the rule. In central Oklahoma, 46, 47, and 48 degrees. Some 49 degree readings in central Kansas as well. And in the southern tier of counties, warming up nicely there, 49, 50, and 51 degrees. So it is getting warmer due to these nice warm days. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stocker and Feeder Sale Thursday, March the 4th. Expecting over 3,000 head. Sale time 10 o'clock mountain, loads and part loads at 10:30. Kinmatoon, 310. Angus, black, whiteface, steers, heifers, they're 600 to 825 pounds. Kent and Taylor Wadle, 270. Angus, black, whiteface, few red, whiteface, steers, heifers, 7 to 875. Now, Nate and Kendra Mills will have 150 red and black Angus steers. Bassa Ranch, 150 Angus black white-faced steers, 6 to 7.5. Larry and Ryan Schultz, 127 Angus steers, heifers, 575 to 7.25. Lyndon Fornander and Sons, 115 Angus black white-faced heifers, they're 6 weights. Lazy River Ranch, 105 Angus steers, heifers, they weigh 5 to 7. Go to our website to view all of our valued high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Thursday, March the 4th. Special stocker and feeder sale over
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8990 for your land roller needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senator Debbie Stabenow has introduced a new bill to boost manufacturing by providing a tax credit to manufacturers who retail or build facilities to produce clean energy parts. The Michigan Democrat, who is also chair of the Senate Ag Committee, introduced the American Jobs in Energy Manufacturing Act. This legislation would provide a 30% tax credit to manufacturers who create jobs and draw on existing skilled workforces and reinvest in communities experiencing high unemployment. She said transitioning to a clean energy economy creates significant opportunities. Now, this bill, part of Stabenow's American Jobs Agenda, the legislation would, according to Stabenow, strengthen American manufacturing by providing $8 billion for a tax credit to manufacturers that retool, expand, or build new facilities that make parts and technologies needed to reduce carbon emissions. Companies eligible to apply for the tax incentive includes those making batteries, electric and fuel cell vehicles, semiconductor chips, components that produce renewable energy, and carbon capture, as well as others. States and the Hypoxia Task Force urging the Biden administration to continue partnerships and support with the coalition. The task force recently penned a letter to leadership at the EPA and USDA. Iowa's Ag Secretary Mike Nagy, who serves as co-chair of the task force, said working together can improve the local waters in the Gulf of Mexico. This task force, partnership of 12 states and 5 federal agencies working collaboratively to reduce nutrient loading throughout the Mississippi River Basin and the size of the hypoxic zone in the northern Gulf of Mexico. The group's action plan has near-term targets and reducing nutrient loading to the Gulf and the Basin by 20% by 2025. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
There will be a land auction for the estate of Lavon Gurmeron Saturday, March 20th, beginning at noon at the farm, 2853 Victory Road, east of Hollenburg, selling 200 acres in Franklin Township, 71 acres cropland in two fields, 110 acres pasture with the balance hayland, waterways, timber, and farmstead. There are three ponds. At the farmstead, there's a 1.5-story home occupied until recently, older outbuildings. There are water wells and electric service at both the farmstead and near the South Road. Farm again located east of Hollenburg at the intersection of 29th and Victory Road. Sale begins at noon for the land, as well as selling an acreage in Hollenburg and a four-bedroom home. Beginning at 10 a.m., they will sell iron, old farm machinery and vehicles, primitives, antiques, and some household items. Auction Saturday, March 20th at 2853 Victory Road east of Hollenburg. For additional details, go online to BottRealtyAuction.com. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction will be the broker and auctioneer.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing. The periods of rest and utilization create diversity.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures. In Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to be used later in the season creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants and seeds to fuel their migration and also escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. from Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect 562-3418.
Itching to get started on outdoor projects already? Head over to Hometown Lumber and Hardware for this month's Doorbusters and start by saving money. If you're looking to replace your old, worn-out hose, the 50-foot Flexzilla water hose is $42.99. Be ready to preen your lawn with fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer. The 14-pound bag is $11.99, and the 40.5-pound bag is $29.99. You'll find these spring supplies and more at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Positives for corn, soybeans. Well, Kansas City wheat is now struggling a bit. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride for wheat so far today. And right now, we're back down. May Casey wheat down 1 at 625. July down 1 at 630. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat are still up. May corn is up 1.5 at 536 and 3 quarters. July's up 2 and 3 quarters at 526 and 3 quarters. So the roller coaster ride continues for wheat. Corn still hanging on. Soybeans still doing well. May beans up 8 at 14.15.5. July beans up 7 at 13.98.5. May soybean meal is up 50 cents at 4.19.30. July's up 30 cents at 4.17.60. May bean oil 74 points higher at 50.52. July's up 71 points at 49.50. So soybeans continue to do well. Cotton is on the downside now. May cotton down 26 points at 88.19. July is down 26 points at 89.15. So we're having issues with cotton at the present time. Livestock's been kind of problematic all day long. April live cattle down 57 currently at 118.82. June down 45 at 117.22. There is one of the back months that's got some green to it, but everything else is lower. April feeders down 170 at 139.60. May feeders down 135 at 143.22. So we're having issues with cattle all the way across. Hogs are mixed, but we'll have to call it mostly higher. April hogs are down 47 at 87.45, but after that, everything else is up. May hogs up a nickel at 89.40, and it gets better in the farther back we go. So hogs are mixed, but cattle are struggling today, and Kansas City wheat has taken a bit of a dip. April gold is currently down $17.90 at $1,697.90 an ounce. And we're also seeing some pretty sharp losses in silver, copper, and platinum here on Thursday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching is always changing. How is the recent run-up in commodity prices affecting your customers?
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. This winter has presented the opportunity to increase revenue for grain operators. With that comes more risk as well, both in the higher dollar amount that needs to be protected and in the increase in cost that comes with higher prices.
So what are you recommending producers do today to navigate today's opportunities?
As always, the first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if you don't know where the starting line is. If you are looking to manage revenue risk, you have to know what your minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize risk and leverage opportunity without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable. Producers' profit and loss projections look much improved from past years. We recommend that producers review the annual farm bill decision and consider how that will work with their crop insurance options to give them the highest dollar amount of coverage for the cost.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of not only their break-even, but also the farm bill and crop insurance options?
As we have spoken about in the past, we have tools available to help them have a better understanding of their cost of production. We also have tools available to help them better understand how ARC and PLC work in different scenarios. The first step to mitigating your risk is to get set up correctly with the Farm Bill. Once that foundation is in place, we can better help producers build the right risk management plan for their individual operation. And for our customers, we have tools available to help them better understand how the many different types of crop insurance policies will work for them based on their individual data. With all of this available, we are very confident in our ability to help our producers make the right decision for their operation that will help them achieve their goals.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production and what is available to help them manage risk, what can they do next?
That is when we can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. The crop insurance industry continues to evolve, and new products are being developed every year. This gives a great deal of flexibility in finding the right mix to set the highest possible minimum net revenue guarantee and raising that floor when the markets allow. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals, then combining our expertise in transformational technology to deliver personal financial risk management recommendations. A good marketing plan coupled with a strong management plan allows the producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We also understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.